This week on Thoughtful Thursday, or Friendship Friday, I think. Either way, it's kind of touching on the same topic of Thoughtful Thursday, so I'm going to just call it Thoughtful Friday. But whatever, it's still part of Friendship Friday, so here we go. This week on Friendship Friday, we're going to be touching again on self-advocacy. But this time, I will be bringing on a special guest who has been here before. And we will be seeing his thoughts, hearing his thoughts on how he had to advocate for himself in college and how he advocates for himself now. And we'll be talking about some helpful tips and tricks that we learned to advocate for ourselves. And with that being said, let's get into the episode. Hey everyone, my name is Britt, and welcome back to Real Talk in the Life of Britt. Today, we're going to be touching again on self-advocacy, which, as you know, was yesterday's topic for Thoughtful Thursday. So, today on Friendship Friday, I thought I would bring Turbo back to join us. That's L-I-L-T-R-B-O, for those who are wondering. He's been here before, and we're going to talk about some helpful tips and tricks to keep you advocating for yourself. And I said trips, but I meant tricks, okay? Anyway, so let me introduce Turbo, and we're going to talk about what his definition of self-advocacy is. Okay, go ahead.
Hey everybody, hey, it's me, Turbo. It's me, Turbo, again. I'm back here, I'm back. Thanks for having me on this podcast, babe. I really appreciate it. So, as a blind person, self-advocacy to me is standing up for change. Like, you gotta make a change in this world, make a difference. Even if it's a small difference, advocate. Advocate for yourself. Speak up for what you need. Just don't sit on your ass. Just don't sit there. If you need something, ask for it. It's not hard unless, you know, the person you're asking is a total bitch. And, you know, and that's a whole different story. But, you know, just self-advocacy, you know, just ask for what you need. And if they don't give it to you, ask the next person and keep asking. Stay on their ass about it, you know? That's why I'm going to start, you know, standing up for the other blind people who, you know, they don't really have a voice or they're too shy. You know, I'm going to be the voice for you know, those people. I'm going to go off on a whole tangent, but this ain't my podcast. I'm just a guest, so yeah.
Right. Anyway. So one of the things that I really wanted to touch on was the real world versus self-advocacy. A lot of the times, you probably agree with me, babe, a lot of the times that we see people out in the real world not advocating for themselves.
Right.
Because of the fear, it could be because of
it could be fear,
the not knowing how,
judgment, you know,
like the judgment that overcrowds people's minds and their hearts and their souls. It could be a various number of things. Not shaming anybody who will not advocate for themselves, but what we're hoping to bring is awareness. Some of the resources that I have found that can help you advocate for yourself, especially if you've just lost your vision or you're still not comfortable dealing with vision loss, check out Hadley School for the Blind. They are a very good resource. They have a bunch of different courses, including a course on how to live with vision loss. So that's a great resource to check out. There are also various things like equipment and stuff that you can use to get help. If you're one of those people who like doing things for yourself, there are various forms of technology out there to help you do that. Some good resources that I know of are APH, which stands for American Printing House. That's APH.org. Hadley also has some, like, in the resources list of their vision loss course and their other courses, they have different websites you can go to look for technology. Of course, there's the NFB Independence Market, the National Federation of the Blind.
NFB.
Yeah. And that's NFB.org, I believe.
I think so.
/ Independence Market, I believe. But I could be wrong, so just look up NFB Independence Market. Babe, do you have any resources? Okay. I'm gonna lock the screen. Yeah, I'm gonna lock the screen so we don't touch it.
Okay, so the resource I have, guys, is ACB, American Council for the Blind. You can check them out. They got a Facebook. I think they have a Facebook group. It's called ACB, American Council for the Blind.
Pretty much everybody has a Facebook group.
Yeah, everybody. HumanWare, shout out to them. They have technology devices that help people with vision loss, or if they're totally blind, help them navigate life. And Freedom Scientific, they have a screen reader, which is called JAWS. That ain't gotta pay for it, but I have a freebie for you guys. Oh, don't worry. They make magnifiers, braille displays, also HumanWare does too. Orbit Research, shout out to them. They got accessible braille devices, and it's less than HumanWare and Freedom Scientific. It's a better buy, in my opinion, but that's just me. My first starting out. And one more is called NVDA, which is a free screen reader. If you type in NVDA download, you can download it for free, and you can also donate to them. So,
and it's for Windows, right?
Yep, Windows. So go download you a free copy of NVDA, and yeah. Alrighty, back to you.
Okay, so now that we got some resources out of the way, those will hopefully help you get a better understanding of yourself and your own needs. I already looked up the Google definition yesterday of self-advocacy, so we won't talk about that, but I do want to continue to touch on real-world issues. I know several times, especially in college, when I went for those short times, there are a lot of things that need to be done in these schools these days. Like, when you come from a blind school like I did, or like you did, babe, you have everything you need. Like, when you...
Oh, yeah.
Like, even when I graduated from TSB, the Tennessee School for the Blind, they provided me with a few things to get me started in the real world. And their catchphrase was, "So you can get up and work." And I was like, more like, lay down and sleep for years, because I don't want to go back to school or think about going to work until my body, mind, and soul has had a rest from the torture that I had to deal with at that school. But really, I say torture, but it wasn't all that bad. It was more just me not liking some of the things that were done at the school. But they really did provide a lot of things. And I think, like, I don't know if that was the same at your school, but they provided for me a lot of things like Braille paper, Braille writers, Braille books if I needed them, large print books,
magnifiers,
iPads, notebooks, note paper, bold lines, everything that you needed.
Even the 2020 pens back in the day.
Even the just regular pencils. Yeah. They provided all of these things. They even provided pencil grips for me because I have cerebral palsy, so...
I didn't know they had pencil grips.
Yeah. They're like little grips that you slip on the top of your pencil and you hold it with your fingers how you would normally write with a pencil. And you can grip it as hard as you want and your hand still feels comfortable. It won't hurt. The idea is to have a rubber grip so that you just grip it softly. And it'll stay in your hand and won't slide everywhere.
I'm gonna get one of those for you then, babe. That's a good. I like that. Pencil.
Yeah.
Can it work on pens too, or just?
Yeah, pencils? It can work on pens. But a lot of pens these days are designed with a little rubber, like silicone thing around the top of the pen.
Yeah.
So they're easier to hold. Anyway. So, my experience in college, after leaving high school, now you gotta remember, they told us in real life that college was going to be easy. They told us in high school that the only thing that was gonna be hard was the college work, right? Well, it turns out, for me, the college work was the easiest thing. The schoolwork was the easiest thing. Getting around the school and navigating was literally one of the hardest parts. Not to mention some of the people at this college. Now, I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to discredit the college or whatever. But this college, you know, there were people in there who just did not show that much awareness about blindness or other disabilities. They just saw themselves and themselves only, for lighter comments. I've been hit in the face with doors while I was coming up some stairs, because you know they have the door right at the bottom of the stairs. And so I was walking down and this narrow stretch of hallway was there, and it was like literally there was the stairs, the wall, then the door. That's how skinny it was. And this girl opened the door and hit me straight in the nose with it and knocked me down on the stairs, right? And I just laid there. Now, I could have gotten up and beat the fuck out of her, but I didn't. I could have gotten up and said, hey, when you open a door, can you, like, if you see me, I'll always have my cane, so can you look for that cane, and if you see me, just tell me you're opening the door so I can have time to go back up a couple of steps and move out of the way. You know, I could have done that, but I didn't do that either. All I did was lay there on the steps as she laughed and stepped over me. The first buzzkill was when she hit me in the face with the door, obviously. That didn't feel real great. But no bones were broken, thank goodness. But the second buzzkill was when she just steps over me. And the third was when she laughed. That altogether made me want to break her legs. But I kept myself calm. Moved on about my day. There were several instances where I fell. Like I had these slip-on tennis shoes. I still have them to this day. But there's wood floor in the part where I had to go to the math building, right? My math class. And it was raining that day, so my shoes were wet. Well, when I stepped on the wood, my shoes were wet and my feet just got swept out from under me. And I fell straight on my back, spilling out everything out of my backpack. And just, it was awful. And this one guy actually comes up to me and helps me get all my stuff back. But the other girls he was sitting with laughed. And I heard them muttering stuff, and it didn't make me feel comfortable. I don't know if they were talking about me, but I'm very inclined to believe so. And these kinds of things are embarrassing, and they can discourage a lot of people from, you know, advocating for themselves and contributing to conversations. I don't know about you, babe, or any of you guys, but when I go into public places, and they're like public places where there are thousands of people, I get nervous. And when I get nervous, I start to fidget and do things that I wouldn't normally do in a public place. Like, if I'm carrying a food tray, I'll drop it 9 times out of 10. Or, well, you know what I mean. I'll drop it. Yeah, 9 times out of 10. That's right. I'll drop it. Or if I have a drink in my hand, I'll spill it. And the only thing I'll be left with is an empty cup. Or a quarter full cup. Or like when I'm in a dark restaurant or whatever, I run into things, people included. And it's embarrassing. Even though you say your apologies and they say, oh, it's okay, no problem, you still feel like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have done that. That's embarrassing. And so, the thing is, you've got to learn to advocate for yourself, and you got to feel confident, because confidence is key in everything you do. Now, babe, you were in college. Uh-huh. So, why don't you grab the phone and talk about what adaptations you had to make for college, and what accommodations you needed, and the ways that you advocated for yourself.
Well, I went to college in late 2018, fresh out of high school, so I went straight to college. I learned a lot about you have got to advocate for yourself. No one's gonna do shit for you. Like, because I had to learn that, yeah, it's a college, and I thought the Office of Disabilities knew a lot about blindness, because the blind school staff, they knew a lot about blindness. So I'm like, okay, Office of Disabilities, they probably deal with blind people all the time, right? Wrong. I was apparently the first blind person they ever seen or dealt with. I was like, what? What the fuck? So, you know, I had to, you know, educate them a little bit about how I do things. Shout out to Brandon. He was the tech guy. I used to sit in his office, and he would help me with the school, with my psychology class, which I failed because it wasn't my strong subject. It was really hard taking notes for me in class my first year. I had this female, her name was Michaela. Yeah, she used to take notes for me and stuff in school. And I was like, I switched from multiple, and I asked him, like, because the professor, I thought I could hear me do all the rattling over there. So as the professor was going over the books, I was like, wait, there's no Braille in this fucking school? What, where's the Braille at? What the hell? You know, like, where's the Braille? When she said, you gotta buy your textbook, I was like, wait, buy your textbook? What? Because, you know, in the blind school, they would give you free Braille textbooks. Well, the school would buy them, of course, but they would hand them to us. we would use them, give them back. When I heard that, I was like, whoa, shit. Gotta get my serious game on here. So I bought the textbook, you know, financial aid, all that good shit, you know. Turns out most of the times the OSD people, they would have to go in and reformat the book. Because of the text and stuff, it wasn't aligned properly. My screen reader wasn't pronouncing certain things right. So they would have to go and re-edit the textbook, then send it back to me, and hopefully things would work. But years came upon me, and then stuff got getting worse and worse, and to the point where the teachers, they had to knock out the last part of my Pro Tools exam, because the Pro Tools exam wasn't accessible. They had to, like, they was like, in this picture, what happens if you delete the track, and da 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 da, and like, so on and so forth. I'm like, I can't see the freaking picture, bitch, I'm blind. Damn, I can't see it. They can describe it all fucking day, but I can't see the damn thing. So they would have to click the answer for me and all this, that, and the third, and I'm like, alright. So, you know, it's all about advocating for yourself and educating people who don't really know a lot about blindness and helping them learn to understand for the next generation of blind people that's coming up, or the next generation of people with disabilities in general, to teach those sight counterparts about tools that can help them, tools that can help this, the next youth / generation coming up after us, so those people can say, oh, I know how to help her, or I know how to help him. We had this one blind student come in, and da da da. So, yeah, right now I'm not doing school anymore because I'm taking a break. Plus, I moved states, and a lot of the good people from the Office of Disabilities, they left. I don't know why, but they just dipped and left. So I'm like, whoa. So, you know, I just dipped, man. You know, just starting over fresh. Of course, I'm gonna go back. It's not like I'm gonna quit. I'm going back. Because I'm doing music now, so... Anyway, that's a little bit of my experience. Alright, babe, here you go. Back to you, as I
said. Right, so as you can tell from both of our experiences, hopefully, we have both had to deal with a lot of challenges when, especially when going to college. But dealing with vision loss itself is a challenge. Struggle. Yes, it's a struggle. Like he said.
Every day.
But you have to make the most of it with the tools that are in this world. And if there are no tools, you can either make the tools yourself, come up with your own system, because everything is trial and error for you on your own basis.
It's like, all about a systematic approach. Nothing is the right way. You gotta make your way the right way. It's all about you, as they say.
Right. So, I would like to take this opportunity to say, if you all out there are struggling with vision loss, dealing with vision loss, or other conditions, and you don't know tools that can help you, I would say reach out to your local government, because I'm pretty sure, like, government facilities can find resources like that once you explain your degree of vision loss and the things you need. I'm sure, almost sure, that they can find something. Now, keep in mind, it is the government, so they will help you in whatever way they want to help you, no more, no less, and they will give you the resources that they know of, not only that they know of, but the ones that they want you to have. So you're going to have to do some digging too. It's not just a one-way street where they do all the work. You've got to do the digging as well. So do some research. I encourage you. Google is a good place. Check out the resources we mentioned earlier in the episode. And with that being said, I will come back and close. Thanks for joining, babe.
You're welcome, guys. One more tip is go to your government's website and do some digging on there, because I found some good resources in the state that I'm in, and it's really beneficial. A little help goes a long way, and you guys stay safe and have a blessed day. Thanks for having me on the podcast, babe.
You're welcome. It's time to close. So before we close, I would like to say thank you all so much for listening. As usual, you guys are a huge support. If you'd like to rate or review my podcast, you can do that anywhere you listen. I'm not on everywhere, but I'm most places. So give me a rating and review if you desire to. Let me know what I can do more, what I can do less of, maybe things I can add in the future, whatever the case may be. Constructive criticism is always appreciated. So, with that being said, I will close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful lesson on self-advocacy. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for making me willing and able and alive to do it. Please bless those that are listening, those that are not listening. And I thank you for all you've done and will continue to do in my life and in others' lives. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to you all next time. Stay advocating, stay safe, and stay blessed.